From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. As part of its commitment to ensuring fair and competitive markets for the livestock, meat, and poultry industries, the USDA released a report on its ongoing boxed beef and fed cattle price spread investigation. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com, "We want to assure producers that our work continues in order to determine if there are any violations of the Packers and Stockyards Act, and we'll take quick enforcement action if any unfair practices are detected." You might not think of carbon as a crop, but keeping it in your fields and out of the environment could provide another source of revenue, thanks to a new pilot program from Bayer AG called the Bayer Carbon Initiative. The program compensates growers who sequester carbon in their soils through the use of cover crops and no-till in 2020-21. The program places Bayer among the first companies to develop what it describes as a transparent, science-based, and collaborative approach to a carbon market in agriculture. With more than half of the state's rangelands rated poor or very poor condition, California ranchers and their animals are feeling the effects of drought. Ranchers who lease from public land agencies say their main obstacle often becomes finding enough water for their livestock. When water sources dry up, ranchers may have to truck in water or move their animals, even if feed remains sufficient. With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.